Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks. This season is dedicated to the most important women in our lives.
You know the ones, one thing I find funny about us is we're not technically the first kids. But we are the first kids.
In the household that we live in, yes.
Yes.
But outside, it's a different story.
Yeah. And it should be a different story inside the house, but it's not. So.
I don't live with my older siblings.
Yeah. No, all mine are, well, partly married. Not all.
Partially. Halfway there.
Halfway there. One is married, like my oldest sister. And then the rest are nearly there, or I don't know, we don't speak.
My elder sister, I think she's gonna get married either this year or next year. And the one before me, I don't know.
Yeah, there's some people you just don't speak to.
I've
it's not even a, yeah, it's not even a, you know, it's just a.
It's not like I hate you or I don't know you. Like, I just
we're
don't
not cool.
talk to you.
Yeah, like, there's we can't talk over. Yeah, we can't really talk to each other. I feel like my older sister forces herself in my life.
Really?
Not in a bad way, but it's like I want a relationship with you. So she does this whole sisterly role of getting all of us, like trooping all of us together. If that makes sense.
Right.
So then we all have to communicate one way or the other.
I feel like between my two older sisters, I don't even know if they speak to each other.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Mine don't. Mine don't. It's like to this side, to the other side, and whoever is there is there. But yeah. No, like, being the first child, though, I'd say, well, to my mom anyway.
Yeah, to my mom.
It's the growing up early for me. It's the growing up early. It's the, you know, like, when we had DT, the cooking in secondary school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to teach us how to cut onions. I'm there thinking,
oh,
bro, I learned this when I was practically...
Seven.
Yeah. I was allowed to hold a knife.
I was peeling garlic and mashing it up when I was seven.
And then I had friends
making
that were like...
Making rice when I was seven.
Friends in, like, secondary school that were like, oh, my mom wouldn't let me in the kitchen. I'm there thinking, what? Your mom's not allowing you in the kitchen while I'm out here. Boiling chicken, onions.
You're making
knowing how to
full blown rice.
Then your mom was
tasting nice.
Exactly, bro. And if it wasn't tasting nice, I'm eating it alone.
It's the moment where you feel responsible for finishing this pot,
bro. My mom will be like, "Oh, okay. So I see that you've only cooked for yourself." I'd be like, "No, it's no.
This food, is for you.
This food looks like you want to eat it." Because of the result that, bro, when I was young, I don't even think, like, my siblings, like, my younger siblings.
You don't even
get,
know half of it.
They don't get it. Like, they don't get the struggles. I would call it struggles because it's been hell and back. You don't understand the struggles that we had to go through. It's like, I was your mom at one point. It's the whole looking after your siblings. You have the duty of looking after your siblings. Make sure you're a good girl for your siblings.
The whole entire family.
Yeah. Make sure you're responsible for making sure bills are paid even though you don't work.
How does that work now?
Are you crazy? You'd have to call the people. Well, back in the day, without the internet, you had to call and then you had to be like, okay, bro, I learned how to use a bank card before having my own bank card. I learned the sort code, the
account number.
Yeah. But now, like, my sister will be like, why do I need that? I'm there thinking,
girl,
I had to teach myself what it was.
And it's done as I'm teaching myself, I'm getting in trouble for not knowing, like, I
exactly.
was taught to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, me and my dad, we used to have so many arguments because it's like, I'm 12, 13. I'm still learning English here. And you want me to be a translator? You want me to read letters coming from the HMRC like I understand these words?
No.
You want me to translate what these people are telling you from Job Center, but it's like, I don't know what they're saying. I just about learned how to speak English. Hell, I don't even know some words in Portuguese just yet because of my age. Like, but you want me to manage everything?
If someone's there, they would have a conversation with someone, and like, let's say the conversation's in English, they'll be like, so what did they say? I say, well, you're not listening.
I'm like,
because
sorry, you know that again?
Yeah, I would ask this for them to say it again because it's someone.
And then you get angry at me like,
why were you listening in the first place?
Fam!
Be like, hey.
I'm here thinking about my cartoons. You want me to be involved in grown man's conversation?
I'm thinking about going to the park. And when I ask you later on, it's a no because you remind me that I did not listen to the person. Not even.
And nowadays, when I ask to have a conversation, when you're older. When I'm old, I'm old now. Am I not?
Bro, I was older.
I was old then, listening to conversations I shouldn't. Now exactly. You don't want to talk to me about certain things.
Are you exactly? You see, when you're young, yeah. No, it's not even when you're young. When you're the first child, you know so much dirt about everyone.
And at the point, at that time, you don't even know that it's dirt. You just know, oh,
you just know, yeah,
that's it. Bro. Later on, it clicks in. I'm like,
So this is why.
No wonder this nephew is 5 and. Oh, okay. I have a cousin that's 40 years older than me. All right.
40?
He's on his 40s or some shit like
that. Oh, crap.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. I was an auntie before I was born, so. Makes sense.
Oh my god.
My nephew.
My nephew's older than you.
Yeah.
My mom has a nephew that's about the same age as her.
I mean, what can you do?
What can you do? I look at him and I'm like, I can't call you by your first name. This don't feel right. My cousins are supposed to be around the same age group. I mean, but younger, but a little bit older.
I feel like me, because I was raised with my mom's siblings. We don't have the auntie uncle thing. I just say yo, like I'm on the first name basis.
Mm-mm-mm.
But obviously, from my dad's side of the family, I have to do the uncles and whatnot.
Oh, you're not used to.
But then obviously, yeah, I just feel like the responsibilities that got thrown at me, and like even now, I feel like for whatever reason, I have decided to live my childhood now.
Yeah.
Because. Bro, it's I missed out a lot.
Bruv. I was 16, 17. I was 17. I'll finish sixth form. Go to my boyfriend's house. And then after that, I had to go food shopping.
Are you crazy?
It's like, I'm a student. I'm a teenager because there's no fucking way. And I'll have to go do house chores.
And you know the funniest thing, yeah? Kids that are born here would never understand why you're doing all of that. They would not. Because I would explain to, like, my boyfriend that, oh, I need to go do this. And if he would find me with, like, you know, the trolleys.
Oh, I hate those trolleys.
Oh, my God. My mom used to make me drag that. Bro, oh now that I'm older.
I want any one.
No. I order cab anywhere that we're going shopping.
Sometimes they're so helpful. I can't, like, but
no, they are, but I don't want to carry it. There was once, kid age,
one fireman walks past me on, not even walks past me, he's going past on the bus and he's just seeing me with one trolley.
Are you okay? My ex called me and he's like, yo, was that you? And they're like, I'm out of home, I don't know what you're talking about. Bro.
These times you can hit the road.
And the car's going past. Yeah, I'm outside. And it was them ones there where it would be like, oh, yeah, mom, you want me to go buy ABCD? Oh, by the way, take your sister or take your brother and sister. And then I'll be like, there's a garden there. Please send them outside to go breathe. But I cannot come and now speak like that.
Excuse me, I don't think I did. Who is it? I had this whole, oh, take your sister with you kind of thing.
Nah, mine was a take your sister with you. Because it's them ones there. I feel like when my siblings were really young, we had a mad bond. Right. So it's like, if I'm leaving, it's a crying situation.
Mm.
Someone will just be like, okay, take this pound and take them with you. And, you know, they can buy A, B, C, D. And then I'll be like, okay, cool. That's why when it comes to certain times when... my siblings can never open their mouths to shout at me. Because
don't actually try me.
At this, bro, I'm a feisty one.
We're gonna fight, and it's not.
He's fighting. I am going to beat you, and you will be quiet.
You know them.
Are you crazy? As much as we're very like
close,
there's boundaries that you're not allowed to.
Between us.
Yeah. We can joke, but the joke stays somewhere and stops somewhere and does a whoop on the before a whoop actually comes to your face.
I don't
know
what the fuck you think this is, but hey ho, we're actually gonna
scrap. Well, you're going to stand and take the scrap.
Like, we're going punch for punch, because what the fuck do you think this is? At this point, you're taking a piss. But no, like, it's so funny how the transition, because it's like, okay, I'm going from having to translate certain things, but still not being told about
certain things.
And then one day it's like,
oh, sit down.
No, tomorrow, if you want to stay, like, you know, you can stay. I remember this story, right? So it was Christmas time. And, okay, cool.
You look nice, friend.
Thank you. It was Christmas time. I don't know if it was, 2017, 2018, maybe?
Mm.
Whatever year it was. So, we was all in the living room at my auntie's house or whatever. And it was my dad's older brother and I call him my uncle. We call him uncle, but he's like my grandma's brother. So, uncle, grandpa. If you get what I mean. He's my grandmother's
brother.
So, my dad's uncle. But I call him uncle as well. So he.
Yeah, what do you call those people? I just always called uncle.
Yeah, I call. Uncle G. That's his name.
That's like. Let me find out what they're called.
You do that. So right, this uncle in particular, he has cancer, and I don't know where. It was to a point where where the cancer was located. It was like, I think it was on his throat, and they had to operate it. So he basically lost his vocal cords. So he can speak, but there's no sound. And obviously with that, he's always been in and out of hospital. The cancer comes and goes and stuff like that. Medication is strong and, you know, all them things there. So ideally, the person shouldn't drink, so you'd think. But my man loves his wine. He's not backing down. But on this particular day, he was drinking whiskey. And my dad's older brother, my uncle, he was saying... you shouldn't be drinking, you know, your own strong medication, da, 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 da. So what he does is he takes the cup from my other uncle and he's like, wait, what's going on here? I'm your uncle, I'm older than you, what do you think you're doing?
Oh,
so now there's a whole back and forth. It's like, you shouldn't be drinking, da, 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 you know, it's bad for your health, whatever, whatever. Next thing you know, they're all grabbing each other's collar. Oh, all I see is my uncle headbutting my dad's
brother. Oh my god.
I was like, what?
He's called your great uncle.
My great uncle.
Yeah.
My great uncle headbutting my uncle. I say, yo, I'm coming from the kitchen. I got my plate.
Come and now see WWE on Christmas Day.
No, they were really going at it. They had to be separated. It was a bit mad. So I'm like, okay,
this is family, man.
Family. Blood family.
Families.
So I'm like, I'm still in that mode of, oh, I'm too young to be seeing this. Yeah, let me go upstairs. Like,
you see the maturity at that age?
Yeah.
My sister will watch.
I was 18. 17, 18. Bro. I was 18. Going into 19. I'm like, I'm too young to be seeing this. This is not for me. Let me go upstairs.
This is not for my eyes.
Yeah, I'm grabbing my plate and I'm going in his mind. Tomorrow you can sit down if you want. I said, okay, let me watch. Because I wanted to watch
it. Hey.
Mate. So it's like, oh,
there's them ones there you can't watch without being invited to watch, because it'll be like, what are you doing here?
You know them. I feel like I felt uncomfortable. I was like, is anyone gonna tell me to go up? Let me do it myself, because I ain't got time for all that. Because as young as I am, I'm still too going to be told to go upstairs. So let me find my way.
Do you get what I mean?
I'm not doing all that.
Do you get what I mean? I used to hate being dismissed, like, go to your room. Bro, I know what you guys are going to speak about. You're going to speak about her immigration status. So let me just sit down.
Because I haven't to find out information about how to go about it to the lawyer.
Exactly. Because I haven't, you know. You
haven't translated. No, I haven't done that, apparently. Bro. I don't know what I'm translating.
You're trying to hook this person up so they can get a passport. Mate, I know. Like, allow me.
You're trying to use someone else's passport to get them to work in this place because they look alike.
Allow me to sit, because when it came to using the computer, I'll be called back downstairs to sit down and start.
And because I can't read.
And then I'll be like, sorry, so what am I typing exactly?
You know, what's your name? What's your name?
Why?
What is it about? What am I typing to let the people know?
Mom will be like, just type what I tell. I'm there thinking, okay, because I can't know. You will say one word at a time and it won't form a sentence that I'll understand.
Yeah, because I now have to proofread it to make sure there's no mistakes. So where are we going with that?
Because between all of us, I'm the only one studying English.
It's 3 adults in the house, and I'm only 5, I'm 12.
Bro,
there's 3 adults in the house.
And I'm the only one studying English. That's the maddest thing.
This is why I learned English so quick. I feel like I learned it so quick.
I didn't have time not to learn. Bro.
At school, at home. There's no time.
I used to come home and I used to just be like, you know what, yeah, we need to speak English. I know my language fluently. I don't need to do this whole, you know, when you're at home. My mom had this rule. When you enter the house, automatically, Luganda. I was there thinking, nah.
Who's going to help you then? It's not even that. It's them as well. Guys, my Saturdays were stolen from me. My Saturdays morning, I had to wake up at like 7 in the morning. To go to job center, to go to this place because dad needs to apply for that. He needs to do us. When I tell you that anger
the
in
translation,
me,
bro, you need to look for translation jobs, you know, because I'm sure they're high.
My God, the anger in me was high. My Saturday, and then I have to come back and clean.
You walk past the park and you see kids out here jumping and playing.
And when I ask you for ice cream, you're screw facing me because I didn't just help you get a job.
Because you don't have money.
Okay, then.
You know what I used to hate? Yeah, everyone at school knew who my mom was. My mom was the loud mom.
I'd
be like, Maria, let's go. Then they'll be like, is that your mom? I'll be like, yeah. Bro, there's no way of denying her. I look like her. There's no way of coming and now
you can't
saying,
even pretend like, oh, I don't know this lady. Are you mad? Because you want that in my head.
The way, because my primary school was near my house, there was a time where I decided to do a detour, and my mom was walking past my school, and now there's actually my secondary school. So there was these kids that I went to school with, they were in like my French class, and then they were like, oh, we saw your mom, you know. I was there thinking, so no one has ever seen my mom. Because even on parents' evening, she's those parents that come at 6.
If she comes late.
Yeah. Because of work.
Yeah.
So she would come late. So I'm there thinking, you saw my mom where? It's like, oh, no, there was this lady. And she was like, Maria! Maria, did you know it? I was there like, yeah, that was my mom.
Probably.
Are you mad? But you know what? The best thing is, yeah. I used to let people know that was my mom. So you, I dare you move mad, I'll send my mom to you. I swear, bro, I swear you move mad.
Girl, I don't think anyone knew my parents, to be honest.
I swear you move mad. Woman will come and shout at you. Because if you think she's embarrassing to me, she's not, trust me.
That's just her on a daily. That's normal, even.
To me, that's normal. It's not my fault your mom is a, you know. Oh, let me be quiet.
No, yeah. We don't, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bit much. Oh, Jesus. This bill is going up.
Yeah. I feel like I started worrying about paying bills from a very young age, you know. Up to this day, I'm worrying about paying bill. You know what? Never blame certain girls when they say they want to marry a rich man.
Because I've stressed about it my whole life.
I've struggled.
I've already gone through the struggle. I don't need to go through it with you as well.
I've struggled as a child, but I'm an adult. I'm the child, but I'm the adult.
It's them ones where I'm not even the one paying for it, but I'm stressed for you, so it's a bit much for me. I can't, I'm tired. I'm 21, but I'm tired.
Oh, mate, I remember when I bought my first pair of trainers.
Yeah.
I was like, I was 20. Wait, how old was that? I was 19, I think. Yeah.
Right, right.
I was 19. And, like, I bought them. Because all the trainers my mum used to buy me were from shoes. Imagine showing
you. Why is that shop still open? I feel like every time I go in there, it's empty. There's no one there.
Online, isn't it? Everyone's just doing up online.
Someone said shopping. It might be a laundry. What's that?
Drug.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was gonna say drug cleanser.
Drug cleanser.
That's where they launder the money from.
Yeah.
That's the right
laundering.
Term. Yeah, that's
money laundering.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I remember when I bought my first trainers, bruh. I was excited. I was forced to buy them because of the job that I worked at.
What was your job?
JD. You weren't allowed, bruh. I turned up to my first day in Primark trainers. Like, I was like, we don't sell those, so you need to go back home. I was there thinking, I can't go back home. He's like, yeah, you need to buy JD trainers. I was like, if you send me home, how am I going to do my hours and pay for them? Because, you know.
Oh, did you stay then? And what?
Yeah, because I asked her, if you send me home, how am I supposed to make up?
What money am I using to buy?
Because the shoes in this shop are not cheap. My whole goal to work was to pay rent. And you're out here telling me
I have to spend money to even be in the shop.
I've already wasted money to come here and work. So I'm going to stay and work.
I need to get it back.
Are you crazy?
I need to make that shit back.
And me, I've already told my mom I'm coming back home at 9. You're out here sending me home at 3.
You know them ones.
She's already gonna be like, you're already fine.
Nah, it's them ones where they expect you to be home at some time. You come any sooner, it's like, what happened to you?
Yeah.
How did we get here? I feel like there's responsibility to just be responsible was pushed upon me so quick.
Yeah.
I'm just here like, oh, I need to pay this bill, I need to pay this. Let me do planning, which one comes out first. Let me do this budgeting. Oh, I need to go house shopping, make list, and this, that, and the third. When I first moved out of my house, when I first moved out for uni, to me it was like, okay, the only thing that's weird is the fact that I'm going to be in a different household.
Yeah.
Anything other than that.
But your brain is set. Like,
I know what I have to do. I know what to do.
Yeah. No, that's actually the good thing about it, because it's like
nothing here is scary. I'm hearing stories about people that don't know how to use a washing machine. I said, what are you people doing this live?
Don't you know how to read the thing?
You don't know how to use a washing machine. I don't even know who told me to use a washing machine. If I was taught.
I just looked at the clothes and I pressed the button.
I see, oh, it's white clothes today?
Yep.
Okay. What's the white cotton. Cycle? Cotton, that? Alright, let's go. How many degrees? I don't know. We figured that eventually.
Yep.
As time went on, I understood what washing machine works like.
My washing machine does it for me, the degrees, because me,
Oh mate, it's a bit mad. All this whole buying in bulk bin. It's been hammered into my head.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I've been buying 5 kg of rice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying the 20p 5 packs of pasta.
Yep.
The tin tomatoes, 20p, 28p. Bro. I've been buying 5 of those.
It's not even 5 of those. You buy the whole set.
The olive oil, 1 litre.
Mm-hmm.
Bruv. Onions, potatoes.
Yeah, they're thinking, right, okay, cool. This is going to last me for 2 good months. All right, cool. Let's go.
The thing is, it does last 2 months, yeah, but by does. The time it gets to 2 months, it's rotten because it's just one person.
Yeah, but I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, I don't want any.
I don't want it.
I'm tired of potatoes and rice.
Bro,
nah.
I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool. So stir fried rice, fried rice.
You know when the money's a little nice, all of a sudden my taste buds change. They're feeling bougie. Like, I'm feeling for some. What do I want? I want some jerk.
Yeah, a little Caribbean.
You know, a little oxtail with rice and peas. Why not? With the Oreo milkshake to compliment. Oh boy.
See, yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I've spoiled my sister to where she knows every, like, when I get paid, we have breakfast. Like, luxurious breakfast is delivered, because, you know, she'd be like, oh, are you ordering? I'm there, like, yeah, I'm there. Then I was like, wait, how do you know? She goes, you do this all the time.
Routine, babe.
Yeah.
At least once a month for a couple of days.
I was there thinking,
bitch, you're predictable.
Okay.
Like, I look at my sister sometimes.
But that's the thing. I only do it once a month. So you're only ever going to see it on that 25th of
exactly,
that month.
That's how she knows.
You will never see it again.
Like, I look at my sister, it's like, babe, you don't know how, you're going to be 17, you don't know how to do food shopping. Do you even know how to make a list?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to make a list? Because it's them as well. I was going with my mom to Asda to do shopping, but I was the one making the list. She said, look in this cupboard, look in that cupboard, look in the fridge, see what's missing, and we go from there. Is there carrots? Is there potatoes? Is there this? Is there that? Like, make sure that list is proper, because I'm not looking at it. And if we come back and there's something missing,
it's
you're
your
getting
fault.
It.
Bro.
God.
Mate, I
the
feel
fear
like
that
yeah.
was installed in me for fucking up, and I was only 16. I don't know this shit,
bro. It's when, I thought I could stand up.
Well, now I can't do that. Are you mad,
bro? It's when I thought I could stand up to my mum and tell her my feelings about a certain
about
situation.
Who?
I went to her like, yo, like, I'm really angry. Like, I'm angry. But I started shouting, then I started crying, then my voice went all the way to mute. Yeah, have you ever been stared? You know how
you know when they look at you like,
you know how owl stares at. My mom looked at me like I was disgusted.
She like, you're still
like,
talking. The fact that you have the
she's
nerve.
Like, wait, what? You're talking to me about what?
To do what?
To do what?
So we can go where?
Yeah.
I beg, find yourself in your room.
Yeah.
Please go.
And you know what, yeah, like, let's say when it was me and I hurt myself while playing, yeah, my mom will be like, go there, finish crying, and then come back and tell. When I see my little brother, it's like, oh, my baby, oh, what touched you? I'm
you
not thinking.
Like, if you fall down and hurt yourself, I'll give you a reason to cry.
What?
As I'm already crying because I'm in, my God. I remember this one time, yeah. This was back in Angola. I was like 6 or 7. Me and my sister were in the living room watching TV. She was a baby, but them times, like a toddler. So she was sitting on the sofa, like at the very edge of it, and her back was towards the coffee table. So I don't know what this girl then did. All I see is her falling back, her head hammered the table, everything shattered. My mom came rushing in. I said, yeah, I thought I was in trouble. I really thought I was in trouble. Mm. I ran with the speed of the heavens to my dad because I'm not getting beat. I didn't do anything. But in saying that, there's also another time. The one time these girls have gotten me in trouble, yeah, I actually beat her up just for the fun of it. So me and my cousin, yeah, we're chilling. Just chilling and talking. And this girl's running around. She's running up and down the place. And my mum is like, watch her, or she might, because she might hurt herself. And if she does, you two are going to get in
trouble. Can't she watch herself? Bro, wait, sorry. I always used to say this to my mum. Does she not have eyes to be watching?
Can you not tell her to stop running instead of telling me to tell her or to watch her while she's running?
Oh, like today, my mum decided to tell me, oh, tell your sister when she's cleaning the kitchen, she needs to mop. I'm there thinking, she's 5 steps away.
Call her and
let her know.
Don't go to her, call her here. Because when it was me, you would call me, and I had to come from God knows where to tell you to pick up the remote and give it to you when it was 10 meters away. Or inches even. So yeah, my sister's running around. My mom has already warned us. So we're like, Aline, can you stop? Stop running, bruv. You're gonna get us in trouble. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Bro.
So me and my cousin were talking. All we hear is doom. I said, my God. Next thing I know, I'm hearing my mom marching. Mm. I hear footsteps. I say, yay, today we're getting it. She's coming with the bell, ready to swing. Me and my cousin, we're running around. We're like headless chickens, cockroaches, or whatever you want to. We're jumping and screaming. And all because this girl went and ran into a wall as she was running.
She ran into the wall as she was running. Do you understand the pain? She did it because she was running, and she was running towards the wall. But why is she running?
She was running, and she hit the wall. head on. Oh, I said, Big Mac, what the fuck was you doing to begin with?
Nah.
What was you actually doing? Where was you going with this? Was you trying to go through the wall?
Nah.
Because she had a bump on her forehead, you know?
You see what you said about, like, the coffee table?
Yeah.
A similar situation happened to me, but mine was a bit different. See, I needed to go toilet. You know when your mum's like, I'm going to take a nap, look after the baby? Yeah.
Me?
So instead of putting her in, like, her walker, I just left her on the sofa. Because, like, we had two toilets. So there was a toilet near the sitting room and a toilet upstairs. So I was near the sitting room. So what I did, I left the door open
so I can see.
Yeah.
In case she falls, I'm peeing. I'm running towards.
That's what happened. She was falling, and as I was weeing, I got off the toilet. There was a trail. I was like,
God.
The things that I've been through, this girl, are you mad? But you know what? They got to a point, where I felt like I was getting blamed for no reason. That every time my sister cried, I pinched her. I was like, cry. I'd be like, cry. Now cry.
Now you can cry properly.
And you know the maddest thing is, my mum will be like, I don't slap her. Why is my child pinching? Like, she would ask, like, why is my sister pinching? They're thinking, bro, I do it to her.
So she needs to do it to someone else.
She needs to do it to someone else because it's not going to be me.
I wish.
And it's like, when she used to pinch, she used to do this face. You know when little kids.
Like, I hope this will hurt.
Because
I'm doing it with all
my strength. And then I would look at her like, because you're all so young, but they're training you to be an adult. So you're there thinking, cool, like that. So then I'll put up the pinch. Like, I'll do some next level pinch. And then she starts crying.
Digging your nails into it.
And then my mom will be like, why is she crying? And I'll be like, here's your bottle. Why are you crying? Huh? Why are you crying? Like, who touched you? Why are you crying?
Oh, you know damn well you pinch me. And you have to do it in places where it's not visible.
It was mad because there was times, where obviously my mom used to, like, work nights as well.
Yeah.
So it was them ones. When I was going to work, we would swap
your
the baby.
Your mom been doing night shifts. Jesus.
We'd be, like, swapping the baby, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
At night, it's me and her. And then in the morning, I'd meet my mum at, like, this train station. So I'd literally be like, hi, mum, good morning, here's your child. And I'll go. Bruh. And I would have to make sure the child has Pampers for the day, just in case my mum doesn't want to go straight home, home straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would be like, I would have made two bottles of milk. I would have had my breakfast. My sister had her breakfast. And then I also had to run to school. And I come back home. It was the same routine until secondary school.
Oh, my God.
I said, Jesus Christ.
My struggle started when my mom started working as a carer. Them 12-hour shifts became my 12-hour shifts as well. Because it's like,
I have to come back
from school. This was back when I was 13, 14, I think. So, year 10, year 11. I'm supposed to be revising for my GCSEs and all them things there, but cool. I do all that. 3-4 p.m. is when I get home. Even then, I still get home earlier than the time my sister gets home now. So imagine.
May I time it now?
So yeah, get home. I had to make dinner. I had to maybe put the clothes to dry. If there's no clothes to dry, put it in the washing machine for the next day because whoever's gonna be home needs to do it. Sometimes it's dishes to wash and there's a pile of them. I have 3 pots to wash. And then after that, I have to go take a shower, eat, revise, sleep. And
not only that, you need to make sure your sister's doing the exact same thing. Because it will be like, when they come back, they don't ask if you've had a shower. Oh, has she had a shower?
Has she had dinner?
Why has she done her homework? Has she done this? And then it's like,
and I have to help her with her homework whilst I'm doing mine.
You get what I mean?
And then go to bed and do the same thing. Wake up at 6 or 7, do the same thing all over again.
Mate.
It's like, at what point am I going? I want to be out and about in McDonald's doing fuckery. What is this?
Yeah.
And I did do it, in fact.
No, so, we did, but it wasn't really great.
It wasn't all that.
It wasn't to the max, like, the people our age were doing it. You know what I mean? I was seeing people going home at 7 o'clock.
Are you crazy?
Me, I was at home at 4:30 in the latest.
Because the school is,
bro,
I used to live like 15 minutes tops away from my secondary school. Yeah. So there's no reason for me to be getting home at 5 p.m. because of what?
Bro,
who's gonna be roaming the streets with uniform? With my mother. There was a time, yeah, I went, what's it, after, it was the last day of school, yeah, half, was it?
Half,
non-uniform day.
Non-uniform day,
and
yeah,
it was a half day, right, as well. So I'm all like, let's go, Maria, let's go. Where do we go?
Cinema.
Stratford, Westfield to get ice cream. Imagine, a whole Westfield. Instead of me to ask my mum, I'm like, mum, I'm going Westfield.
Bro, that's when we thought confidence was okay.
I'm like, mum, I'm going to be late because I'm going Westfield with my friend. Do you know what? I said, who do you think you are to tell me you're going somewhere? No, you ask first and then you go.
Nah,
next time that happens, I promise you, it will be the last time you
and
open your
to
mouth.
To your friends, you're there like, okay, mum, alright, yeah,
yeah,
I'll
okay
speak to you later.
Mate, did you not see my face? I was like, okay.
Nah, I knew you were getting grilled. You know why I knew she was getting grilled, yeah? Because the day I tried that on my mum, yeah, my uncle Michigan said, so you found another mum, huh? She told,
mate,
you where to
I
go and you went.
Grew.
I was there like,
she told you where to
go. I was there like, what do you mean? She goes, so you don't ask me, but your other mom has told you you can go and you also went, and you're just letting me know because I'm your child.
Mm.
I've become the child. And I'm there like, no, like, I'm just letting you know, like, it's the last day. What would you want me to, like, you know?
What do you want?
Bro, that was a slip of the tongue.
I thought I didn't do anything wrong until you. I thought I was,
when I get home, my mom would be like, oh, so I'd be like, oh, mom, did you cook? She goes, your mom didn't bring you food here. Go back to where you went and ask your mom. Yeah. And then I'll be like, rah. But obviously, see the bond with my sister. My sister will bring me food.
You know the bond.
She'll bring me food. She'll find a way. She'll put the food in like a pillowcase. Yeah.
You people are crazy.
Bro, she put the food in a pillowcase. My mom will come in my room. She sees a plate. She wonders how it got there. Because I wasn't even allowed. Because in order to go to my kitchen, you have to go through the sitting room.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even allowed. It's like, go
what
straight.
What are you doing there?
Yeah. It was like, go straight upstairs.
Water is allowed. Drink the one from the sink upstairs.
It was crazy. But like, even like when it comes to like my sister, there was a time when I decided, you know what, now that I look at it and me and her have had a conversation, I was such a good child, but there was a time when I felt like it's time for me to rebel. I just wanted to be bad.
I feel like I'm going through that phase right now.
I just,
the way I've been
be bad
speaking to my mom is a bit mad.
No, not to my mom. I just wanted to be bad in life.
Oh,
but you know, because like they've done this whole thing as you have to be an example to your sister.
You hide it.
So nah, I came forward with it. I told my sister, hey, sit down. This is what you do when, you know, this happens. This is what you do when this happens.
Just no,
because
there's no point in me pretending
I do it
when there's someone coming over.
Exactly. I'll be like, just because I do it, it doesn't mean you do it.
I'm,
you know,
my sister's the one that teaches me the badness. I can't lie to you.
I'm just like, just because I do it, it doesn't mean you do it. Okay.
Do
I don't
say no,
yeah, because everyone is their own person and we're all walking our own paths.
Be
if you want to
person,
come and
be
in
different,
yeah, if you want to come and now try and be me, you will f up so bad, trust me. Me, I've
mind
had
games.
I've had years of training.
Mind game,
are you crazy? I was a grown-up at the age of 12, so I have had years of training. Manipulation and like, you've been babied your whole life.
You don't know about this thing,
bro. It's even the way you speak.
Sis can't even lie properly. I'm like, let me teach you the ways. You see, okay, you want to lie about where you are, darling. If you want them to stop calling you and leave you alone, do as you're told in the house.
Exactly.
Before you
leave, oh my god,
you clean, you tidy up, you make sure everything's. You think they're gonna bother you? They're gonna forget about your existence. Sometimes I'm the one calling my mom to ask her why she hasn't called me.
Oh, I do that all the time.
It's 2 in the morning. Why haven't you checked up on me? What's going on?
Yeah,
I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
What's, where are you?
I call her and I'll be like, hello, are you awake?
Do you know who I am?
She's like, yeah, I'm in the sitting room. I'm waiting.
Okay, but why haven't you?
I was like, but you haven't called me. Like, what? You're not worried? She'll be like, Mary, I said I'm waiting for you.
No,
I said,
but
okay, I'm at the door. Come open the door. She goes, where's your keys? I was like, I thought you said you're waiting for me. So open the door. Mate.
But sometimes my mom locks the door, you know. She puts the chain up as if she not, because she knows I'm not coming home. Who told you I'm coming home?
Bro,
unlock this thing.
Call me and ask me if I'm coming. Don't do
that. I'm home by 3 a.m. What do you think this is?
I'm a good child. There's people that come back home at 7. I've come home at 7 once, but it was just once. It was just once.
There was a time I came home at like 7, 8 in the morning.
What a day. What a night. No, that was actually a good day. I don't care. The aftermath happened, but that was a good day.
Oy.
I remember my mom asked me, like, oh, so, like, rah, the party just went on and on and on. I was just like, yeah.
I told my mom I fell asleep at Maria's house after we came back from the party. She's calling me at like 6, 7 in the morning. I'm still I'm somewhere I'm not supposed to be still.
Are you mad?
Oh God.
Mine was calling and I was like, when you're done, yeah, you'll send me a message. Cause you know the thing is, yeah, I've been very communicative with my mom. Picking up the call is not my best suit. Text me. If you text me, I promise you, if you text me, I'm more likely to reply there and then than you calling me.
Mate.
Words to come out of my mouth, yeah.
She doesn't do that shit. So I have to be quick with the lies. I have to.
Mm-mm.
Babes, as soon as you open your eyes and you see her name, I need to. I'm awake. My brain is on 10.
Nah. Like, there was a time.
Hello, mom. Like, I wasn't sleeping.
Bro!
I've been awake. Don't worry.
I'm okay. So, hi,
mom. Hi, mama.
This time's after, you're like.
I'm going back to sleep.
Are you mad?
Are you crazy? I'm telling you, this girl, she does not know.
No, but that day, I felt like I was going to get in so much trouble.
I thought I was going to get murked because it was my dad. Does what?
I thought I was going to get in so much trouble.
It's one thing for my mom to ask me questions, but my dad?
Yeah, they don't ask.
My dad doesn't ask questions. He looks at you and he knows exactly what you did.
Yeah, because they're the bad people. Mate. They're the bad people. Dads are bad people, so they know.
My dad's been around.
So they know. They know. They're bad men.
Yeah. He's been around.
So he'd be like, "Rah, the way you're lying sounds like the way I told Jennifer in 1990 something."
My dad knows. He knows.
You know when the lie sounds too familiar.
Oh my God, I don't even bother. Sometimes I just look at you, dad. You don't want to know. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
You actually don't want to know. He will look at me. He will see the way I'm moving as I've entered the house. My mom will be the one to ask questions. He's looking at me. He's like, yeah, okay. 2 days later, so. Where were you?
Yeah.
I said, tomorrow. I know what you did. Where were you? Don't lie to me. One thing you never want to do to my dad is
lie
to his face.
Yeah.
Because for him to be so specific with the question 2 days after the fact, he has every scenario.
Introduction, body, conclusion.
Point, explanation, evidence, analysis. He has it all. He has come to the conclusion, and that conclusion. Baby, it's the right conclusion. He will tell me what I did without me telling him. Girl. And all I did was look. All we did was exchange eye contact. He knows. Lying to my dad is a myth, boy. I ain't got time for it.
I don't even think I ever tried.
I can't be bothered.
I never tried lying to my dad because my dad's an OG. Like, my dad's the type of people he'll ask while laughing.
If you want to learn the game, that's the one I'll go to.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Literally.
I feel like I'm more like him than ever. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Bro,
as crazy as it is,
the way
like
I'm moving, I'm like, yo.
Yo, this reminds me of a guy that I know, but this is not.
These lies are a bit too fluent, you know. They're rolling out my tongue.
I get scared of myself, and I'm like,
I do. I'm like,
wow.
Mom, you're my inspiration, but Dad, you're flowing through this shit. Your blood shining. Is coursing through my veins. Like
you're shining through me.
Oh my God. Sometimes I'm like, God damn.
A prayer is needed.
I've been saying I need a soul cleansing. Oh my God.
I used to say to myself, yeah, as much as I want to, it's crazy, but I feel like my mum is a pure hearted person. So as crazy as it is, it's like, as crazy as I am, I've always been like, raw Lord, like, I really want to be as, you know, pure hearted as my mom, you know. But at the same time, this man has been taking over my without even knowing. It's like, I remember there was this one time, someone called my dad saying, oh, Maria doesn't want to do like work, like school work and blah blah blah. And people need to understand one thing. I'm my dad's last child. As much as I'm my mom's first child,
you're his last.
My dad's last baby. So it's them ones that is like, okay, cool, I'll talk to her. It's a I'll talk to her situation.
Yeah.
So when he called, he goes, what, you want to be like me? I was there like, wait, what?
How did we get here?
He goes, I need you to be going to school. I don't have time for this.
I need
this.
You to be doing that work too.
I do not have time for you to be messing up. That's not why you went to England, is it?
If that's the case, then you can come back. We'll put you somewhere else.
I was not going back. That's one thing I wasn't gonna do.
Exactly.
Because the education system is so different. If I flop one class, I'm staying there until
You're staying there until the next year.
I'm not trying to do that. I am really not trying to do that. But no, definitely. When it comes to being the first child has taught me a lot, and you know,
I've explored, I tell you.
It's like right now, I feel like right now my little sister's being my older sister while I'm being her little sister.
I feel like my mom is being the little sister and I'm being the mom. My mom's being the older sister and I'm being the mom. Sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah.
Girl.
It's like when I speak to my mom, I'm like, but why didn't you guys do that? Like, why wasn't it done? And then she'll look at me like,
why isn't the laundry? You who was home here between me and you and your other child? Who was home? Okay.
And then it will be them ones there where it's,
and then I remember who I'm talking to and I'm like, so how are you?
And then it will be like, oh my God, I love baking dishes because I put everything in a baking dish. So my mum broke my baking dish and everyone stayed quiet. You know when everyone is mute? So I'll go to my sister.
Who's gonna tell her?
I'll go to my... No, but that's the thing about me. Everyone's quick to report.
Mm.
I went to my sister, who broke my dish? She goes, Mom. I went to my mom, who broke my dish? She goes, your sister. And then my sister being my sister... My sister's very confrontational. She will confront you.
Mm.
So she went to my mom, what did I do?
Remind me?
Mom's like, didn't you break it? She goes, we were both in the kitchen... And you pushed me and it dropped out of my hands. You pushed me and it dropped out of my hands. So you broke
you
it.
Broke it.
And then I went to mom, but why did you do that? She was like, I'll buy you another one. I'll buy you another one. It's okay. But if it's me breaking something, Lord, I remember when I broke a plate, my mom, oh God.
I used to get wooden spoons broken on my head because I'm getting questions wrong in my homework.
Bro.
Breaking things, I'm shaking. I am shaking. I'm hiding in corners.
The
I don't
first
want my mom
gig
to see
that
me.
I did as a paid babysitter, yeah. I bought myself plastic fancy, like a set.
Yeah, yeah.
That was mine. It looked like glass, but it was plastic.
It was very plastic.
I had to do that just to save myself. Everyone knew that was mine. Because I remember, mate, there was this one time my mom's cousin bought her like a wine glass collection. Yeah. And it came with two wine things. So where the thing that you pour the wine in, you know, that thing that I poured the wine in?
Yeah.
So it came two. We only have one now.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was two of those. Me trying to stunt from... This is when Instagram first came about. Jeez. I was trying to stunt. Turn around where my fireplace is. Coming out the edge of it.
Oh.
The bottle was gone. By the way, this was my little brother's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were going to use the thing.
And they were going to use it.
Hi.
My mom has no shame being a mother. She will discipline you in front of any person. She took her shoe off nicely and I got whacked. I was battered. Who told you to be spinning with a thing in your hand? First of all, I did not just lose it. I didn't just break that. The wine inside was decapitated, like it was gone. And then it was like, rah. I looked at my aunties. I looked at my uncles before I done the walk of shame. I looked at my sister. My little sister held my hand all the way upstairs. I came in the room and I was just there like... My sister was like, it's all right. Like, it's okay. I'm there thinking, please shut up. Just be quiet and go and play with the other kids, because right now I don't like that woman downstairs.
That's not my mom, right?
That's
now.
Not my mom.
I don't know who that is, but that's
And then when mom. It came time to cut the cake, she didn't even call me downstairs. Oh. I was there like, man, I am hate.
They don't love me in this house.
They don't love
What's
me.
What's the point of me being here?
Bro, packing that I was doing to go where? My mom's best friend lived on the other side of England. Where am I going? And even if I'm going to her best friend's house. It's not
so
even.
You're coming back as soon as you land there.
Do you get what I mean? I'm getting drove back here. And where am I going? It's nearly Christmas. So where am I going?
Cold as fuck too.
Nah, I just had to sit in my room. I calmed down. Back then there wasn't, like, the phones weren't proper like that. So I had my Android. Mate, the lifestyle I was going through.
Oh, mate. It's crazy, man. It's
being
crazy.
The first child is a sacrifice as well, in itself.
No, our mother's definitely sacrificed this in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because the love that these kids after, the way that they get over... Treated. The way they get away with a lot of things that they say, how they say the things. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know them ones that it's like, yeah, bro, I feel what you're saying, but why are you saying it out loud though?
Not even, excuse me, why is she talking to you like that? Because if it was me, it would be a problem. Yeah. I was getting pots on my head. Why is she talking to you?
Bro, when my mom was younger, yeah, whatever is near her is what is coming at you.
Bro, I almost got an iron thrown at me.
Bro, I got an iron thrown at me. There was no almost.
And you know what I was doing? I was singing. She's like, if you want to sing like that, go to a funeral. Get out of my house.
Oh my god, you got that too. My mom used to say, your singing is bad. If you want to sing
you
like that.
A funeral home, get out of my house if you want to sing like that.
I said, oh. And apparently when I cried for no reason, she'll be like, there's dead people waiting for you to cry for them. I'll be like, wow.
No, I'm like, Jesus, I'm actually singing, minding my business. I'm not even in your way. You fully came from the living room, She's like, if you want, with a broom pointing at me, if you want to sing like that in my house, get out. I said, yeah.
It's when JLS came out, and then there was this song, My Heart Won't Beat Again. I was proper singing it. My mom said, not everyone needs to know your feelings. I was just thinking, wait, what? I'm just trying to...
I'm trying to learn the dance.
I'm not fully talking about my feelings.
Like, sis. Okay. Where are we going to go with this?
Where are we going? Because...
I'm upset.
I'm upset too. Now I want to have a word with her.
Why did you... A broom? Mom, you was going to bang a broom on my head. And the stick was thick. It was that thick wood.
I got a broom. I got a broom. I even remember going to school and I wasn't able to sit down.
My girl came in pee. She could barely sit her nyash on a bench. Bro. I'm thinking, sis, what's going on? Is there sticks on your bum or something?
And we had flipping trampolining. Oh. You expected me to jump. I said, I'm on my periods. They said, you still have to do it. I said, Jesus Christ.
My boy.
That was sad, you know. That one. I feel like every time I got beaten up as a child, it was because of a snake. It was actually because of
someone
a snake.
Snitched.
Someone is snitching on me.
For real.
Because it's like...
How is she knowing all this bullshit? At this point, you don't even know anything. You're just hitting me for the sake of it.
I was there thinking, nah. Because that day when she hit me, I was like, I know what I did was bad, yeah. But there's something going on.
Bad.
There's something going on with you.
Yeah, you are going through something and you want to take it out on me. Like,
please don't do that because I'm going to cry now. Hey. But yeah, nah. it's teaching me. I feel like slowly I'm going to learn, like when I become a parent,
yeah,
I'm going to, it's not, I understand the tough love now.
Yeah.
Because it's taught me to be this strong, independent person. Because honestly, I can live without a man if I want to, yeah, honestly.
You can live by yourself,
eh? Because my mom done it by herself. So it's like, get me a house, get me a car, buy me some land, you know, build crops. You can't build crops, plant crops, and let me live off that, and that will be eat.
Literally.
And it's like, I've been
programmed to live by myself if it comes to that.
It's obviously, the process was mad, but as you get older, you appreciate the whole system. I have to call it a system because if you speak to any, I would say this proudly, if you speak to any immigrant child, any immigrant first child, they will tell you firsthand, this shit ain't easy, bro. Because I remember when I went to school, yeah, I thank God my mom was modern. Like, even when she came from Uganda, when I say modern, I mean, like, I had, like, a friend, my mom's friend, yeah, her daughter also went to my primary school when I first moved to England. She used to say my mom is her mom.
Yeah.
Because of the way her mom dressed, because her mom dressed like she was still in Uganda, like, you know, the whole, dashiki whole
yeah.
So she was just and the school that we went to was predominantly, like, it was a Catholic school and it was like predominantly white kids, so it was like, whose mom is that? Like, whose mom is that? And then my cousin would be like, don't say. So I'll be like, oh hey, our mom is, you know, that. So everyone used to think we were sisters, but we weren't, because it wouldn't make sense. How we both the same age, we don't look nothing alike, but we're sisters. Yeah.
Letting them know. Listen, we're related, even though we're not.
Yeah. But, mate, there's things that I look at and I'm like, yeah, this system worked.
Yeah, it worked for me. It
worked
for me anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to work for everyone else.
No, it doesn't work for everyone.
It did me good.
It works, especially when you realise, when you understand the struggle.
Yeah, and that's one of the things my parents never hid. They were never shy to let it be known that, listen, we got bills to pay. This needs to be prioritized, and that comes first.
That's why when it came to, like, designer and all of that, I was not fast.
Heck, I was the one looking at the calling to pay the bills. Like, that was your call.
I was not fast because I would be the one where it'll be like, oh, hold this money. I had the responsibility to hold the money, make sure after school I put the money in the bank. Because if you don't put it in the bank, how are we going to pay for the bills? And it used to be frustrating. But then at that time, because I remember having a conversation with my mom way back, and then I went to her, why did you do that? Considering you got paid in the bank, so why did I need to go back in the bank?
Yeah.
She was like, I was teaching you money management. You need to learn how to manage the money.
Yeah.
She used to throw at me £100. I had to go to school with this money, make sure that money was...
You better resist that temptation of even thinking to spend.
No, I didn't. That's the thing, though. I never had the temptation to spend it, because...
When is my mom's... Huh? No, thank you.
I had a side hustle, so I made, like, chapatis and
that. Yeah.
So I had my own money. So the temptation to spend that money had no business with me.
Yeah.
But my whole worry was, especially in PE, we had a lot of people that were stealing money. So what I used to do, I would put her money in my sock.
Yeah.
So like when we were doing like PE and all of that, that money would be in my sock. My own money was left in my purse because it is where it is.
It's not gonna hurt me as much, but if it's her,
no, because mine was double. Like what, £5 max.
Imagine £100 gone missing.
Are you mad? What am I going to say? What am I going to say?
I don't know what to tell you, Mom. It's gone. Beat me. I'm here.
Don't. Because I actually don't. I hate pain. I really hate pain. I like good pain, but I hate pain.
I guess I like good pain.
Bro, I hate pain. Pain is not my friend. To say the least, or to say the most, being the first child is a blessing in disguise. Because
it's very well hidden, that disguise, I'll tell you that for free. Because it wasn't until I was 17, 18 even, maybe 19.
When you realise your worth.
Like, oh shit! You motherfuckers need me!
Yeah.
You need me!
You need me more than I need you!
Do you get what I mean?
You need me more than I need you. And like, I feel like being the first child allowed me to understand that I can be like, even in like college and stuff like that, I took control of a lot of situations where when I saw people fucking up, I'd be like, nah, fuck it, I'm taking over this situation. Mm. It's like we'll be in a group, and I always hated being the leader, but it's when you see the leader, like, what are you doing?
Oh my god, that happens to me as well. I never proclaim myself to be the
leader. I don't want to.
I'm gonna nominate someone, but eventually it's like, yeah, nah.
Give it to me.
Never mind. I tried to give it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not you.
And then it'll be like, oh, who's the speaker for your team? I'll be like, me. It has to be me. Because all of you are going to chat bad bullshit. We're going to fail. I don't have time.
It's almost like I'm just like, bro. We were looking around and I'm like, yeah.
When it came to college, like even now in uni, I don't have time for no one to be messing up my education. I'd be like, okay, guys,
I'm the one. I'm going to do with
everything.
I'm going to submit everything. No, I can't do everything because luckily some of the people I worked with in group. During group work, they were good at what they were doing.
Mm.
But it's them as well. Let me be the one to submit, so I know for a fact this thing is getting
done.
Like, it's done, it's sent, it's submitted. No failures, no nothing.
We don't want to hear that.
But I feel like being the first child taught me that sense of having people rely on you and not letting people down. I've done it before, especially when it comes to work, because I can't kill myself. But if it's anyone outside of that, it's like, oh,
yeah,
you feel that pressure on you. Yeah, like,
I can't.
If I mess this up, it's gonna mess that up. So I have to do it.
Nah, like, I feel like I used to do it with work a lot, where I used to be like, nah, like, if I don't go to work, then everything is going to fuck up. Nah, bro, they're just gonna find someone else to replace you. Yeah,
absolutely.
So.
Well, you know, in your case, that's the case. But in mine, I can't do that. I can't be calling up at last minute.
Yeah, you can't. Definitely can't.
There's no one that they can pull up to do to cover a 12-hour shift.
Nah, you can't.
Within the hour? Nah. I have to go. Come rain, come snow, come whatever.
Was a time when, I looked outside, and it was raining, and I texted my, I was like, are you at work? She goes, yeah. I'm like, right, the rain is not key. The rain is not
still gonna be key. 5 minutes, whether you slept or not, you best be out that bed at 5.
Bro, I was just like, right, this rain is not key. It's like the hustle is different when you're the first child.
Because it's not just for you, it's for your mom, it's for your dad, it's for your sister.
You have to change the family dynamic.
You're being pulled from every angle, because mom comes for help because I need help paying this and that.
Yeah.
Dad is like, can you borrow me this? Aline is like, oh, my sister, she's like, oh, I want to buy this and that.
Everyone has this. I want it. Bro.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm stressed because my sister is a Jordan girl, and it pisses me off because those things are not...
I'm a Jordan girl. My sister's a Jordan girl. Nah, we're racking up bills over here.
I say, please hold on. Hold on until
I don't think I've even bought her. I don't know.
I always say, wait until I'm all the way situated.
Do you know what? Here's the funny thing. She has the connects, I have the money. So it works out.
No, I always say, please be patient, because you that one designer. Me, I got designer when I was 20. Yeah, out here wanting it now. I was like, you have such a luxury, you know.
I just clocked the other month that she has an iPhone 11.
What? You just clocked?
I thought it was the regular ones before that.
No.
I just, I'm like, sorry, what phone is this?
I've seen it.
I don't know where my eyes have been. I said, so you have the smaller version of mine?
Yeah.
At this age?
She has my phone.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
She has your phone?
Yeah, because I remember when I was doing her, I was like, oh my god, we have the same phone. Yeah.
I clocked like a month ago. I said, bruh. Okay. Mother, the amount of times my mom has screamed up and down the earth, I'm not getting her a new phone.
Oh yeah, man, no, definitely. I feel like that's me when it comes to my sister.
Yeah.
Like when she pisses me off, I sell her phone, and I tell her it's not coming back, and then I'll be like, okay, here you go, new phone.
In fact, my sister as well, she's like, she pissed me off, then I'm gonna give me my fucking Oyster back. Go ask someone else to use it, but next week she's gonna ask for it. I'm not gonna give it, like, because I'd rather you get whatever you need to get to legally and safe than whatever it is, whatever bullshit you're gonna do. Because she has ways to go around in life.
Yeah, everyone does. Especially when you're from East London. We have ways.
You have ways to get to where you need to.
That's the beauty about being from
here. £5. I can get from Central and back.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off. I will find a way.
I can even if I have Larry to look. Wolf.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's literally there.
Can I walk 14 minutes by car? If, imagine by foot.
Like 30, I'm guessing. No, not 30. Maybe an hour. Minutes.
I've walked. Oh my god. There was a time I walked an hour.
I walked from Barking to Romford.
Oh my god. There was this one time, yeah, for what? Oh, I see Spotify here. Yeah. They've done me dirty. I don't know why. The night before, I had that feeling that tomorrow, move that money. To your savings account, but I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm tired, let me go to bed. Wake up the next day, yeah, it was that I had that last £5 to get me to work and back. Tell me why Spotify came on now, $4.99 me. I said, I have to walk to work and do a 12-hour shift and walk back.
How far was it that you were walking?
About an hour.
You walked?
I walked. Because who was gonna cancel? I need the fucking. I could have cancelled it, but I need the money.
Yeah.
I had to walk. Actually, it wasn't even a full day. It was half a day, so I was done by one. No, by 2:30. So it's like, okay, cool. I'm still walking back after I walked to Bears in those 6 hours, but
I'm going back to my bed.
Having enough time to rest.
That's the vision you have. Like, yeah, I'm going back to my bed because. If it wasn't for my bed, I don't know how.
Feet were burning. I had a blister or two. I said, yeah, this has been a day. Spotify, suck your mom.
You better listen to some music. Cause
do you know the way I was using it even at work? I will listen to you today by Fire by Force.
Bro, I don't think you understand. Especially when I didn't have money and I had like the last £20 in my account. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it direct debit decided to come on one chip. I'll just be there. You see, like, my phone I'll bill? Get my phone and then I'll throw my phone.
You see my phone
and then pick it back up, throw it again.
Oh my god, because you know Barclays, it lets you take the money even though my account is on already. I was already in overdraft anyway, so it just went on minus even more. I said, bruv, I need to transfer money into this account so I can get to work. But if I transfer the money, they're gonna take it, and
it's just gonna be long.
I've just learned, you know what, tomorrow there's no way to go around it. Just pay the fucking thing on time.
You know what I used to do though? I used to always be that person. Like, I can never like run out of money when it comes to transport until this one day. Until this one day, I didn't have money at all, so I was like, cool, let me just go into overdraft, innit? Me, I'm tapping my card. Bus driver shook his head and said no. I tapped the card again, it said no. It's them ones there, yeah. My mom's at work, I can't call her to be sending me money. I was stuck. So then, obviously, I believe in God. I don't have time not to believe in God.
Do I even have the energy to think of not even...
So, someone that works at my workplace lives close to me. So, she was driving and she saw me. She said, jump in, let's go. I said, oh my...
Bro.
I need is to get there.
The way back, I can... At this point, I think I can call my mom at this point.
The next day... was payday. That's the thing that pissed me. So when it came to payday, I was like, I don't think you understand what you did for me. I didn't explain to the person.
Yeah.
I didn't explain to the person what they did to me, what they did for me.
But
I was like, yeah, lunch is on me. I was like, lunch is on me, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone was asking, like, why are you banging her? I'm there thinking, bro, mind your own, because what this person did, no one will. Bro, they'll be like, see you at work. Some people will fully look at you and just be like, see you at work, see you when you get there. They'll be like, see you when you get there.
They're not even trying to help you. Like, oh, I saw you at the bus stop.
Bro. And you know one thing I hate about British transport? It has to be the bus drivers. There's some nice ones, and then there's some really, 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 really... Let me tell you about
this one bus driver in Richmond, yeah. I was at a 4... It was either the 490 or the R70. Alright, cool. I'm trying to get to work, right? I'm a bit late already. Tell me why this motherfucker wants to stop at every stop, even when no one has pressed to stop or there's no one at the bus. I'm like, big man, why are you always stopping at every stop and you stop for like 2 minutes? What's good? You're late, bruv.
Taking time away from me.
Come to find out, the man was just stalling so he can say bye to his kid. I said, fuck your kid, bruv. Fuck you, I'm late.
Wait, what?
He was stalling, buying time so he can catch the mother and the kid and wait.
Because you don't live in the same house.
I said, I didn't even get to say bye to my mom, and this is what you want to do. I have not seen my mom properly since last night, and this is what you're doing.
Bro.
Don't jar me.
When today. I tell people I see my mom on Saturday and Sunday, they think I'm joking.
No, but back to public transport, yeah. Oh, what was it? Last year, summer, yeah. I was stressed. As in, I have the job. How am I going to get there?
You know the ones.
How am I going to get to all the way on the other side of the district line? How? And on top of that, I have to catch bus. God, how am I going to get there? My card went on minus so many times. I don't think anyone understands the amount of times I've cried last year just to get to fucking work. How am I gonna do this? Where is the money? And even then, I need to top up my Oyster, but that money for the top up, it needs to be used for another bill. Where is it
gonna come out? Yeah.
So I'm.
What's going to happen here?
I said, yo, I'm gonna just have to deal
with this. I got to a point where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do this shit. I don't have time for this. I got to a point where I was like, you know what, it is what it is, like, do this.
Monzo, you want to charge me? I beg, please do it. I'll have money by then.
But you know what, Monzo needs to, Monzo needs to fix up.
What?
So, I don't know if it's just me, yeah, but I'm the type of person that I have a main account and then I have Monzo.
Yeah.
So, I always have my main account bank card. And I always seem to lose my Monzo card. I don't know why. So before it was free to get a replacement.
Oh, baby, you gotta pay.
Now it's £5. And if you go in overdraft and leave it for a day, they charge you £5. I say, Monzo, I know you're
screaming for money.
You're screaming for money, but you need to...
They only give it to you for free if it's if you lost it, if it's been stolen or something.
No, you still have to pay for it. No, I did.
No, I reported a transaction as fraud, and then they gave me a new one.
Someone decided to do Just Eat on my thingy, Monzo.
You people don't know that my account is always on zero. Please, I beg.
I was there thinking, wait, why is Monzo telling me to accept or approve? I was there thinking, £24 that you're asking for, I don't even have it in this account.
Imagine.
The account says £7 and you want to go to all the way to 24 and you want me to approve it. I actually approved it and it denied for them anyway. Because, are you mad?
Minus anyway. Where are we going?
Monzo, if you don't have the money, you're not paying.
Ah, it's not going on minus. You're not getting it. Only goes on minus when it's on public transport.
And then they tried again. The next thing they tried was £15. Still on Just Eat, by the way. was there thinking, so what? You think because I don't have £24, I'm going to have 15?
You dick.
They told
someone tried that with me. They tried it with 49, then it was £5, then it was free. I said, you're not getting it.
£3? What are you buying?
They're just trying to test the limit. I said, it's on zero. You're not getting it. Whatever this is, it's not happening.
I was just like, raw, this is next level fraud. Like, you guys really sit there and just be like, yo, we're hungry, but we don't want to use our details. So let's just be typing in, you know, random bank numbers and seeing
ticket.
But you know what, yeah, what? There was a time where was it £180 dropped in my bank account. I don't know where it came from.
No?
The way I moved that quick.
With the swiftness.
I moved that quick.
With the swiftness.
I moved that quick.
I'm not wasting time over here, boy.
I moved that quick. I tried to see, you know when you try to go on the thing to see where it came from?
Yeah.
You try to understand where it came from. Nah. It wasn't showing me where it came from, you know? So I was just there like, oh, okay. Thank you. Like, I was like, thanks guys. You whoever really care for me then, to come in now. To come in now, you know, give me free money. I appreciate it. Because sis was drowning. Sis was drowning. I had £20 left over for us to even go TGI. Are you mad? Sis was drowning. And then I had my £20 to go to TGI. I even bought myself a burger. And I got dessert
you got
that
a
day.
Burger.
I got my burger and my chips.
My
bro.
Chips. I'm done. I'm actually tired.
I didn't. There was no time for, you know, let me wait and see if the bank comes and takes it back. Takes it back for what? To do what with it? Because they don't have money. These banks be having money.
They have money.
Me, just 108, please. Allow me keep it. I don't have time. I don't have time for you to deny me. Because.
Oh, but nah, all in all, growing up, and I'm still growing as I speak today.
No, right now I'm a child. I can't lie.
It has been a journey.
That's why, yeah.
Nah, I feel like I'm going into that mode because this summer I'm trying to do the absolute best.
Guys.
You see the dirty wine I'm trying to give out here in the streets? Please, I need to shake my
Don't lips. Bother me.
No, if you see me, don't see me. Unsee
if
me.
If we used to speak, don't.
Like, I'm trying to do the absolute.
And I'm being dead serious when I say that this summer I'm definitely single. Yes, I will see my potential here and there.
She had to come real quick. Yes, I will see the potential.
Yeah, because the swiftness that you your head lifted, I was there like, let me correct myself before she comes and now say, excuse me, what are you saying? Yeah, yes, I will see my potential, but he will also have to understand, like, hot girl summer. I didn't miss last year because I had hot girl summer myself, but yeah. I'm planning to just have it this year, and this year has to be different because the turn up level is just going to be different.
Turn up.
Because the money's just going to be different because
the money is different right now,
and the money is because right now because yeah, you know.
I'm done.
It's just like,
at this point we're doing too much.
Yeah.
Guys. It's been real.
It's been very long and real.
Thank you for lending us your ears.
In a bit.